You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
To Hollywood and right back to Wisconsin. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. Connecting the dots on the stories shaping our world with smart takes, sharp humor, and plenty of personality.
You know, I really expected more professional behavior from you.
It's news and culture without the noise.
Yeah, I'm on!
Here's Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach.
Dude!
All right, welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Great to have you with us here on the Civic Media Network, where we come to you live every night for 2 hours, hoping to make your transition from work to home that much easier. And we have a great show for you guys tonight. I'm joined, as always, by my partner in crime, Mr. Greg Bach. Hello, sir. How are you, Greg?
Hello, everybody. How's everyone doing? I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Hello.
Greg has a serious headache tonight, so that's all we need from you, buddy. Just kick back, put your feet up.
Have a good night, folks. You know. See you later, everyone. Bye-bye.
Just wanted to make sure you said hello. Dom, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm still moving, and so far the boxes are going come together, so it's all...
Oh, moving. Okay, yeah, moving.
I thought you meant you're still like able, you're mobile. Like you're
that too. I'm both.
He still has his capacities. That's what I took away. That is Dom Lee coming to you from Madison, Wisconsin at Civic Media Headquarters. Greg, as you know, is in Radio Park in Racine, and I am in Christmas City, USA, Marinette, Wisconsin, the crown jewel of Northeast Wisconsin. We have we are the Otter Hay Triangle, by the way, if you didn't already know that, folks. And we have a great show tonight. We've probably used the term jam-packed before, but tonight's show truly is jam-packed. Yes. We're going to get to a couple big things happening here, and then we've got Mike Clemens joining us at 5:22 with kind of breaking news regarding the Milwaukee Bucks and one of their owners. It's a big story. It's been all over the national news. Mike will be here at 5:22 to fill us in. He is our sports authority here at Civic Media, and we love when Mike is on the show. And then at 5:35 tonight, we've got OBGYN podcaster, Nightlight, one of our best pals, Greg, I would say, and one of the stars of the new HBO documentary Perilous Passage. Kristen Lierley will be here. She was on this great documentary about giving birth in America and how it's we're not in great shape, folks. And we'll ask Dr. Lierley to expand on that when she is here at 5:35. And then in hour number two, we've got travel bloggers and travelers and bloggers.
And bloggers who travel. Okay.
And they are also authors. They wrote a book called Secret Wisconsin, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. I love that book already with just the title is great. Tom and Christy Manis will be here. It's going to be great to talk to them about their travels and some of the weird stuff they've seen, some of the cool stuff they've seen. We're covering it all tonight. I think it would be a good way to describe the show tonight, guys.
I think you described it well, especially that travel blogger travel port. It was great. It was great. I loved it. I loved it.
I'm a bearer for detail. So we've got great guests. And remember, folks, Thursday night is Nightlight Movie Club. And this week's selection is Airplane. And we chose Airplane because David Zucker, one of the writer, producer, directors of Airplane, was on the show last week. So we thought it would be fun to break down one of his movies and have a really fun discussion about truly one of the great comedies of the modern age, Airplane. So that'll be fun. Yeah. We'll do that. So if you haven't seen Airplane, check it out before Thursday. Mm-hmm. Weigh in, tell us your favorite lines, your favorite jokes, scenes, whatever, and be part of the Nightlight Movie Club on Thursdays in the second hour. So... it's a big week, really, guys. It's not just a big show. It's a big
it's
week.
It's not just jam-packed show, Pete. It's a jam-packed week, Pete.
I don't know how we're going to do it, Greg. We're going to have to get through this somehow.
We will.
And I think we can do it, yeah.
And we'll do this together. And that's just, not just the three of us. I'm talking about everybody out there in Radio Land who are listening and or watching.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sorry to hear about your headache. Was the rest of the day okay?
No, I had a headache.
So you can't compartmentalize your headache. It's all about the headache. No, I'm kidding. That's terrible. Headaches are very debilitating.
I mean, it's not. I mean, I've gotten headaches before. This one has been especially bad today, and I don't know what a migraine feels. I don't think it's a migraine because I'm not having any light sensitivity. I'm not like feeling nauseous, but it's just been there this entire day. And hopefully, by the time I get home tonight, it'll start to dissipate, and I can get some good sleep because it's dumb. It's real dumb. But that will not keep me from giving everyone a 4 to 5 out of 10 show from me. That's just something that's going to be honest. Thank you. Thank you.
Look at Dom.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Awesome. Appreciate ready. The support. Appreciate that support.
Totally ready with the fanfare. I love it. And how about you? You said you're still moving, Dom.
Yeah, I'm starting to
what
get...
are you... How is this well, a week-long process or what?
You haven't had the tour? Big day yet. The big day hasn't even happened yet, right?
Oh, in a couple days, yes. In two, yeah, okay. T-minus 2 days, I will be fully moved out. And right now, I'm just getting the big boxes. I'm getting my bathroom. I'm getting... The last part is going to be my room because there's a lot of stuff in my room. I'm starting off kind of small.
Here's a question I have for you. How much of your stuff have you thrown out? Or donated? Like, thrown out, got rid of, donated, whatever you want to call it.
I have donated a few things, mainly clothes because I had to get rid of some clothes. But other than that, I have thrown out more than I probably should have. But I just have too much. Sometimes I'll admit, I can be a hoarder sometimes. So, yeah.
All right. Well, good luck.
Yeah, good luck to that. I'm still not helping you move. it's a terrible task. I don't envy you at all, and I hope you get through it, and I hope that the big day is good to go, like it's smooth sailing and you don't get food poisoning again.
I hope not to.
While you're moving. That would be, yeah. Do you have a good group of friends, Don, there in Madison that will help you move?
I have my roommate and my parents are coming down to help me out as well. I also have my uncle. So I'm going to have a lot of people on the day, but it's just the days leading up to it is where it's actually harder than the actual day itself, I think. And I've never driven a U-Haul. This is going to be really cool. So,
oh, dude, it's a rite of passage.
Yeah. How did you get to rent it? Are you old enough? I thought you had to be 25 to rent a U-Haul. Oh, okay.
You don't have to be.
All right, cool. Good to know. I'll remember that. All right.
It's going to be a lot of Italians in Madison this weekend.
It's going to be basically a Jimmy John's reunion right now. Jimmy Caesar.
He's got a headache, folks, but he's still on. I love it.
We're going to call it Caesar's Palace. That's what we're going to call it.
I drove around literally all morning with screens in my car trying to get them fixed. You ever try to fix a screen and people say, do it yourself?
Oh, no. I take it to the Ace Hardware. That.
Yeah, that's what I ended.
Yep.
And then I took it there though, and they're like, "We can't." That's what I love about a small town. Like, if they can't do it or don't want the business, they'll refer you to someone else. It's not like cutthroat or anything. It's take it over to Tom. It's such and such. I'm like, okay, that I was going to give it to you. He's no, take it. And, like, okay.
And when you have something like that, and in a small town, it's take it to the hardware store. Get Tom to do it. Well, where's Tom's store? No, just go to his house. Oh, okay.
Oh, we had a woman in Marinette years ago who used to serve coffee out of her house. She just had a house on a regular city block, and people would go there and get coffee because she made great coffee. And I went there once because my mother-in-law said, go to Trudy's house. She makes great coffee. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So I go over there. We didn't really have any great coffee shops in Marinette yet. This is probably 30 years ago. And I get in there, or I go up, and then she just goes, I don't have any more. I felt like such an idiot. Like,
well, you know, I mean.
Like, I was asking for a handout. Like, and it's not even like an accredited business. She's just giving people coffee and charging them, but it was like a side hustle.
Oh, that's called illegal.
Well, yeah. And I went up there and she's like, I don't have any more coffee. And I said to my mother-in-law, she goes, that's what they do when she's out. She just says she can't do it. It was so humiliating, you know?
There should be a sign. Can I take the trash out? There should be a sign that says out of coffee. So you don't have to, like, she doesn't bother, you don't bother her. She doesn't have to, like, that's Trudy.
Knocking on her door, looking for coffee, whatever. but anyway, we got a lot going on, folks. Mike Clemens is here tonight, as we mentioned. Mm-hmm. He'll be along in a few minutes to tell us about this really crazy story. Did you guys read about this? The Milwaukee Bucks owner?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll just say, I'll let Mike describe it, but it's a blackmail situation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think rule number one when you're blackmailing someone, you're already greedy. Don't get too greedy.
Yeah.
So we'll have Mike.
I mean, I never understood the point of it, honestly, because I'm like, it's like you got people out there who will pay, but then you got people like David Letterman who's like, you're going to try to blackmail me? I'm going to go on my nationally network broadcast show and talk about it instead. And you're like, oh, There goes my money. But yeah, we'll talk more about that with Mike in a little while, but that's ridiculous.
We got that. But I think we should get to our question of the night, fellas.
I believe we should as well.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
All right, if animals could talk, it's a big if, but if animals could talk, who would be the rudest? Which animals would be the rudest? I honestly, you guys, am having trouble coming to, like, the obvious one is cats. I want to say cats, but I'm really trying to think about this because snakes are kind of jerks too. But we'll talk about this. That's our question of the night, folks. We'd love it if you participate. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know. Send us a text. Be part of the show. You can also get a hold of us on the app, or if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or X Twitter, drop us a stream comment and let us know what you think. If animals could talk, who would be the rudest? I love this.
So, Pete, I was scrolling along the news today.
Yeah.
I just saw the truest story I've ever seen about Donald Trump. I'm kind of like, I'm almost proud of him in a way. This is coming out of NBC News. Trump says he's not thinking about Americans' finances, quote, even a little bit in the Iran talks. So, you know how you're having a problem with the gas pump? You know you have a problem, the grocery prices are going up, the education prices are going up, childcare prices are going up, if you can afford that at all. Well, don't worry. The leader of the free world, our president, Mr. Donald Trump, does not care one tinker's cuss about your problems while trying to get Iran to not have a nuclear weapon, which they didn't have before, and they still don't now. But don't worry, they won't still when he's done with everything, because he doesn't care about your problems, quote, not even a little bit.
I didn't even know what to make of it. He said it, the clip I watched, he said it twice within like 30 seconds. Like, they gave him a chance almost to retract, and he's like, no, I don't care. I just want to make sure they don't have a nuclear weapon. They didn't 6 months ago when we did this. They didn't even then. So
no, it's like, they haven't for a while, actually, back when, I don't know, when Barack Obama went and negotiated a deal with them. But now here we are again. I think right now we have one. There's a ceasefire on the war we won. That is not a war. That's a skirmish action.
Skirmish and action.
I love this, too. He said the most important thing by far, including whether our stock market, which is, by the way, at an all-time high, but including whether our stock market goes up or down a little bit, the most important thing by far is Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon, which they don't have. He said, quote, every American understands. No, I don't think that's true, Donald. I don't think that's true at all. I think they understand that their prices are going up.
Absolutely. They don't want this war. Even people who are in MAGA, I don't think they'd admit it to people who aren't in MAGA, but they don't want it either. They want their gas prices down. That's a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. And it's like you can't even keep up. Like, I didn't even see this story till you pointed that out. I was following one where he said, you know, by C, he said, not C.
Yeah, oh my God.
S-E-E-S-E. And then he's falling asleep every day at something. I can't even keep up with what is happening. But, you know, the prices are high and whatever. Mm-hmm. But
inflation is going up and people are like, oh, the jobs report is good. Well, wait, that's the estimate. Wait for the real number, because that's a whole other conversation we could have. But we don't have time for that right now, because
the great Mike Clemens will be here after this short break. That's why we can't do it. And our question of the night is, if animals could talk, who would be the rudest? Who are the jerks of the animal kingdom, folks? Have fun with it. I'm Pete Schwab. He's Greg Bach. Dom is in Madison. We are coming right back with Civic Media Sports Authority, who is going to drop a bomb of a story coming up next. It's Nightlight with Pete and Greg.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Boy, Dom Lee, folks, say what you want about him. He really knows how to take a hint. Thank you, Dom, for playing that song that re-entered my life. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach, coming to you live on the Civic Media Network. Without further ado, folks. First of all, I will say there will be a little bit of ado. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here after the news at the bottom of the hour. Greg, we're going to talk to her about a new documentary, so that's going to be a lot of fun. But right now, another Civic Media All-Star joins us. He is our Civic Media Sports Authority, joining us now to discuss some sort of breaking news, Mr. Mike Clemens. Hey, Mike.
ballpark. Pete, Greg, I'm at the ballpark where the Brewers are taking on the San Diego Padres. Padres playing some pretty good ball now. They're in first place in the National League West, about a half game ahead of the Dodgers. The Brewers with their dramatic win over the weekend and sweeping the Yankees. And the good news is Christian Yelich is back.
That's right. Yep. Which win, though? That's the question this weekend. I was at the Saturday game, and it was absolutely amazing. It's the best Brewers game I've ever gone to in my life. But, yeah, that was a fun, fun weekend of baseball, let me tell you.
Yeah, yeah. And then on Sunday, you know, to have Bryce Terang crack one there, you know, 20 years later after Bill Hall with the, you know, the pink bat. So Tyler Black, an outfielder, first baseman, that'd be option. But Yelich back a month, you know, about 2 weeks ahead of schedule after having that groin and hamstring pull on the left side about 4 weeks ago.
That is great news for the Brewers, Mike. We do want to get to this story about Wes Edens, one of the owners of the Bucks, who, as it turns out, was being blackmailed by Chung Lee Lo. I guess she's called an entrepreneur. I guess blackmail could be considered entrepreneurial, so to speak. But tell us what's going on.
It's like forced investment.
Right.
Yeah, oh, well, so the story is on civicmedia.us, too. It's on the station website.
Yeah.
To check out the details, because, and I got home and after this thing broke, and I said to my wife, who's, you know, she watches a lot of the stuff on Netflix, the things that you guys talk about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether I'm in the car or listen, you guys, you know, talking about some of these shows that it's like, oh, I got to see that sometime. I said, you know, this sounds like Succession or this thing is going on with the Bucks. And you see, for me, you know, I don't want to connect the dots. It's just, you know, let's let the listeners decide. But this group of owners that went from Wes and Mark Lasry and came to Milwaukee and said, we want to build a championship and put a team around Giannis. They five-star form the Deer District. They win the championship. And then all of a sudden, the last year or two, between injuries, they're on their fourth coach. And then all of a sudden, you know, Jimmy Haslam comes on, who's been the owner of the Browns and the Cleveland Browns NFL team, and they've had all kinds of losing records and problems over there. He becomes a partner with the Bucks, and then you start to wonder, well, what's going on? And then the next step is, last week the Bucks introduced their new head coach, is Taylor Jenkins, 41, had been a head coach in Memphis for the last 6 years, or a former Bucks assistant. And I could sense that the mood with the staff and people I've known that go back to the Senator Cole days when he was the owner, it was pretty tense there around February or March, because the president of the Bucks suddenly stepped down. Like, what's going on? You know, is there going to be a clean sweep or whatever? And then Wes Edens, the primary owner through this whole thing, is not at the press conference to introduce the new head coach. And Jimmy Haslam, the guy from Cleveland, steps in and says, yeah, I plan on taking being around the franchise more. Like, is this a power shift? And then this story breaks over the weekend that Wes Edens is going through divorce. A woman gets on LinkedIn with him, gets into his direct messages. Hey, it must be interesting to own an NBA team. Oh, yeah, sure. So they have conversation. They get together. Next thing you know, he's at her place. It gets physical. God. And then she says, hey, guess what? I've got pictures and video now. And I'm going to let your family know, and I'm going to let your investors know unless you start paying me money. So then later she kind of flips out and claims that now she has a STD, blames it on him, and the ransom is now $1 billion.
But
he was going to pay her $1 million and, you know, and up to $6 million he started. When it gets out of control and she starts threatening investors and all that, he has to go to the law. And now we'll get more details when it goes to trial, but it's like one of those TV shows on Netflix you guys talk about.
Right. I mean, honestly, that's some Dr. Evil stuff there. I want $1 billion. Like, what?
Exactly. So now when I see things like, I don't know, you know, Doc Rivers saying, hey, look, I just got elected to the Hall of Fame. I'm out. You know?
Yeah.
And this Giannis thing, you know, where's that going to go? And then, you know, now that, you know, the owner that hired you, he's going to be busy with a trial in New York here. It's like, wow.
Jeez.
I mean, It's not just, you know, rolling out the basketballs and selling t-shirts anymore.
Yeah. Well, we have about a minute left, Mike. What's the next step? Like, what can we expect to hear next? Is it just going right to the courts, or will there be more information coming by way of the Bucks?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, a lot of this story has been leaked to the Wall Street Journal. They broke the story over the weekend. As for the Bucks, Jimmy Haslam, you know, put a point blank. Look, we'll open the doors. Anybody wants to give us a killer offer. And in the meantime, Giannis, why don't you kind of make up your mind and decide if you're going to sign that thing October 1st, the Supermax, so you'll be a Buck for the next 3 or 4 years. And that's what we're watching day-to-day between now and the NBA draft at the end of June.
To all you billionaires and multimillionaires out there listening, specifically the men, because, I mean, come on. When a random person DMs you, just let it go. Block them.
I know, don't answer.
Right? There's a whole host of things you can do and not do this. So, I mean, it's ridiculous.
I never knew
people were hooking up on LinkedIn.
Neither did I. All right.
I got to reactivate my account.
Hey,
Mike, thank you so much, buddy. Thanks for reaching out today. And thanks for making the time. Always appreciate it.
Thank you, boys.
All right. That's Mike Clemens, folks. Follow him on Twitter at Mike Clemens NFL. And right here at Civic Media, we're coming back with another rock star. OBGYN Kristen Lierley joins us. This is Pete Schwabe and Greg Bakken, Nightlight. All right. Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bak, with Dom Lee spinning the tunes. Or is it Josh? It's Dom.
That I know of. It is Dom. Yes.
What?
No.
What? What did I miss? Am I Rob? Am I Rob or Greg?
No, you're fine. Oh, are you Rob? I don't know.
Is Pete the only one who has an actual name on this show?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Peter, though.
I put myself out there. That's the real name.
That's the respect people have for Pete Schwabe.
I have no AKA. I'll tell you who's respected as our next guest. How's that for a segue, Greg? Thank you, sir. Joining us now over the stream, she is one of our best buds. She's also an OBGYN, an advocate for women's health, and now one of the stars of a new HBO documentary called Perilous Passage, Birth in America. It is our pleasure to welcome back to Nightlight, Dr. Kristen Lierley. Hello.
Hey, fellas.
Friend. How are you?
Good. I keep looking at the text that's scrolling, and it says, if animals could talk, which would be the rudest, but the R is kind of curved and I see nudist.
That actually sounds. Hold on. That looks like more of a you problem than an us problem right there.
I don't like to think about naked animals. I've got too much going on and I'm vulnerable. You know, there's this guy, he's considered the greatest hoaxer in American history. His name is Alan Abel. He's worth a Google. He started this campaign in the 50s to clothe animals because he was stopped on the road and these two cows were going at it. And he looked at everybody else in their car and they were horrified. He's like, they're just doing what animals do. And people are like, oh, they were disgusted. So he started this campaign and people started sending him money. And that's when he had to pull a plug and say, no, this is a joke, folks. They wanted to clothe animals.
Imagine the GoFundMe that would come out of that. Right. In the modern era.
I'm not giving cows my money. I'm just a bunch of takers and moochers. More like moochers. God, I am so upset with myself.
Yeah. Cows are perverts. All right. Kristen Lierley.
Can we talk about my famous documentary that's on HBO right now?
I can't wait. I watched this today.
It is not funny. It's not funny.
It was terrible. No. It was terribly unfunny, but very important. And you're great in it. Great job. But tell us about Perilous Passage. It was very gut-wrenching.
It's terrible. It is beautiful and poignant and incredibly important right now, especially right now. I don't know if you guys saw on Mother's Day, but the Trump administration released a new website, moms.gov. That is a bunch of propaganda. It's not science. It's not medicine. It's not healthcare.
Why am I about to go there right now?
It's so bad, you guys. Women are dying of their pregnancies in this country. We have the worst maternal mortality rate in the developed world, even though we spend more than any other country by far on healthcare.
That floored me.
Wow. Yes, by far. And this documentary is so beautiful because it tells the story. It goes through my campaign and, you know, that's all fun. But like Megan Kling in Western Wisconsin, she lives in Taylor. She grew up, they love their guns. They're conservative. I think she works in like egg sales or something. They had a pregnancy that was flawed and they had to travel to Minnesota to get the care that they needed. Jeez. And then they had another pregnancy. Same problem. Mm. You know, luckily recently, just like within the last couple of weeks, Megan has had a healthy baby, their third. Yeah. So like very happy. But this story is all about how pregnancy in the United States is dangerous. We don't have enough doctors. We don't have enough midwives. We don't support it with money. Paying for pregnancy, paying for birth, like labor and delivery, we don't get paid as much as it costs us to provide those services. Isn't that crazy?
Well, and on top of that, you know, the conversations that you, me, and Jane had been had for years about, you know, expanding healthcare coverage for new moms here in Wisconsin, and how the now outgoing assembly speaker would refer to it as welfare. Yeah. And I don't know why I did this, because I guess I'm a glutton for punishment, but I went to moms.gov, and all this is I'm assuming that access pregnancy support services and healthcare centers is more of those scare clinics where they scare you into having a baby and then wanting you to, and then, yeah, exactly. And then they want you to sign up for Trump accounts and Trump RX. This is literally an advertisement. That's all this website is.
That's all it is. It is literal propaganda. Like when we were kids and we learned about World War II and this is propaganda. Yeah. Do not believe this. Trust the doctors. Trust your doctor if you can get to a doctor. And go to the professional organizations, the AMA, ACOG, AAP, those organizations to get your vaccine information and your health information, because you cannot trust what the government is putting out right now.
No.
That's the voice of Dr. Kristen Lierley. She's also one of the stars of a new documentary on HBO called Perilous Passage, Birth in America. And I want to, there's so much I want to ask you about this documentary, because some of it, there's so much information put forth. It starts off with this couple and it's so sad. And he's recording the hospital room and talking about how excited they are. And then a tragedy occurs and it's one thing after another, but this is stuff people need to hear. How are they getting eyes on the documentary, Dr. Lierley? I know you're not involved in the behind the scenes marketing of it, but have there been a lot of screenings, or maybe you are, I don't know. Please tell us.
Well, a little bit. So our goal is not to make a bunch of money off of this. I've gotten paid zero for this. It is about getting the word out. So what we've done so far is, first of all, it's on HBO. That's huge. So yes. The more that we can get people to watch it, the better. And then last week, actually on Friday, I was with Christy Turlington Burns. If that name sounds familiar, she is a supermodel. Yeah. She's incredible. She herself almost bled to death during her first delivery. And that was what inspired her to go into this maternal healthcare world and to try to save moms and babies. So she and her husband, who is Ed Burns, the filmmaker and the actor. Yeah. She had a big fundraiser, Empower Luncheon, for it really promoting this film last week. And you guys, you wouldn't believe the energy and the power and the enthusiasm to get this out into the universe. And can I tell you who I had lunch with?
Please.
Me.
I got to sit with Jack Schlossberg and Caroline Kennedy.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Whoa.
Yes. And talk about what is going on with maternal health in this country and how we can make it better. So right now we're in the early stages. And I got to tell you, Caroline Kennedy just lost her daughter to leukemia in December. Yeah. And part of it was because the therapies that might have saved her life are no longer being explored because of RFK Jr., who happens to be Caroline Kennedy's cousin.
Their uncle, Bobby Jr. Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing, too, is like, you know, I'm in no way, shape, or form trying to make a joke out of anything going on. But when you meet someone like Caroline Kennedy, who is like, to me, the last representative of all the things that were great about the Kennedys, to look at her and to say, how are you doing, knowing that her whole world is surrounded by what is going on with Bobby Jr. While she's trying to still do the great work she's been doing for decades. And on top of that, her daughter, which, by the way, is now connected to the White House. I can't imagine what she's going through. And still she's there to show up to do what she's doing, having lunch with you, talking about these topics. And it's mind blowing to me that we're still having this conversation, that there isn't somebody out there who's trying to make it. I feel like you say yourself, Americans agree we need access to healthcare, specifically healthcare for women, specifically abortion care. We need these things, and yet it's getting stripped away further and further and further every single day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all tied together. You can't take abortion care out of healthcare. You can't mm-hmm. take miscarriage management out of healthcare. Like, it's all mm-hmm. the same continuum. But, you know, what are we doing to get the word out? We're talking about it. We're talking. Almost everyone of reproductive age, men and women, have had some sort of encounter or experience or something that's very personal. And these are things that often we don't talk about in our families, with our friends, because they are so deeply personal. Mm-hmm. But we are at a point in this country right now where if we don't have these conversations, if we don't stand up for what we believe in whatever way we can, we're going to lose it. And it is slowly being stripped away. You know, if you look at what's happening with mifepristone medication abortion right now, it's in the Supreme Court's hands. They were supposed to come back with a judgment yesterday. They've delayed it until Thursday. We're hoping that maybe that means they're going to take it up as a full court. But the future of mifepristone and the ability to access medication abortion, which is also how we treat miscarriages in places like Mississippi and Alabama and Tennessee, that's all at risk. And that's as bad for those people as the Dobbs decision was.
You know, it's so, there's a scene where Christy Turlington is talking to the doctor who is the central focus. I can't remember her name, but she's, I think, in Georgia. And they were talking to a hospital administrator who said, it's too expensive to deliver babies at the hospital. I'm like, that's part of the problem is this whole for-profit, like, I'm sorry, that should just be a fundamental thing we do in this country. We help moms, we help families, we deliver babies safely. How is that on the chopping block? But they've gotten rid of obstetrics at some of these hospitals. How do you combat that?
Well, 50% more than 50% of the obstetrical units in rural Wisconsin have closed in the last 20 years. Because hospitals can't afford to keep those units open, because you got to keep them staffed all the time. You always have to have two nurses. You always have to have a doctor who's on call, because you just never know who's going to come in. And you can, you know, like, you can do some things with staffing to be creative, but like, you've always got to have this base group of people. Mm-hmm. So you're right. It is crazy, because who thinks in the general public, who thinks a hospital is not going to have what they need to deliver your baby? You know, if you're traveling and you see the H sign and you're having a problem, you're going to go there and you're going to expect them to know what to do, because having a baby is something a lot of people do. But in this country, those folks aren't trained, and those emergency medicine docs are not ready to deliver your baby.
Wow.
So the question I have then is, this is an administration that's pushing the narrative, and we've talked about this too before, about the low birth rate in this country, and I think that's for a different conversation, but they want babies. We are under babied. We need to get babied up, baby. And to me, you would think that an administration that is so, like, you know, hell-bent for leather on getting people to have babies, they would actually make this a priority to get the funding for hospitals, so there would actually be places for people to give birth. Instead, they're taking away the opportunity from people. So do they just want people to have home births on the range like the 19th century? It doesn't make sense in the long run for what they want to achieve versus what they're trying to, for the lack of resources they're giving.
This is a general theme for them. They are all about the headline and the details. The actual story is not there. Mm-hmm. So look at what they've done with rural healthcare funding. This was in HR1, the big, beautiful bill. They took away rural healthcare funding and they said, we're going to give you these rural health transformation grants, and these things have to be transformative and amazing. Well, all of these hospitals are hanging on by the skin of their teeth. Mm-hmm. And it's not just birth. I mean, it is dialysis and like basic fundamental care. These hospitals can't live without this funding, and the funding hasn't been cut off yet. But what they've replaced it with is these transformative things like robot ultrasounds. Well, if you are in Southern Alabama, Oz keeps bringing this up. If you're in Southern Alabama and you've got a robot ultrasound that's diagnosed something and you need to have your baby right now, there's not somebody there who can deliver your baby for you, and the robot ultrasound cannot do it. So I don't know what the plan is, but this is what they talk about because it's spicy and it's sexy and it makes the headlines. But they're
But it makes it sounds like it makes it sound like they're on it. Even though they're not. It makes it sound like they're addressing it. It's all the window dressing.
We've got a great website, moms.gov, for all of your questions.
No, don't go there.
No, don't go there. Don't go there.
We're going to do a very short break. And when we come back, we are going to pepper Dr. Kristen Lyerly with more of our questions. She's one of our favorites, and she's
we're
here.
We're going to season things and spicy. And
with us tonight here on Nightlight with Pete and Greg on the Civic Media Network. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. I am Pete Schwabe, joined as always by Greg Bach and Dom Lee, who is holding down the fort in Madison, having a bit of a headphone issue here. And we are joined over the stream by our pal, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, one of the stars of the new movie, Perilous Passage, a great documentary you have to check out on HBO. HBO is crushing it with the documentaries. There's a documentary, Kristen, I would love to discuss with you at some point called Bleed Out that our friend Steve Burrows did, a great director and a native Wisconsinite, but you'll have to check that out. We'll have to discuss it too. It's just about healthcare in America and what can go wrong and what is going wrong.
What is going right? Yeah. Let's try that. That's a smaller list.
Well, even worse, I mean, there are all these documentaries coming out too, like The Providers or these great documentaries about how rural America is really suffering. Mm-hmm. What is the solution there? I mean, you're all over the state doing what you do and talking to people. And what do we do about that crisis?
You know, I think rural folks are just feeling so crushed that they're losing hope. That is the sense I've gotten from, and it's been a while since I've worked up in northern Minnesota, but I mean, that was the Iron Range. That is rural. These folks are miners and they're union members, but they're looking at, they invested in Trump and they really thought that he was going to be the businessman and the hope and the different, the something different. They were tired of, you know, politics wasn't working. And what they found is they got sold a bill of goods and it is really not working for them right now.
And something I want to go back to what you said in the earlier segment, and you brought up the big, beautiful bill for billionaires. We've been talking about the rural area, the rural hospitals. And I want to talk about a rural congressman who voted for the original version, the blueprint version, the one sent back from it. He voted for it three times. And this is Derek Van Orden.
Oh.
And what happened after that bill went through, he immediately called Tony Evers and says, you have to save our hospitals right now. Mm-hmm. And I want to know what you're hearing from people on that topic of, you know, we have politicians who are saying the people are important, my people are important. And then they clearly vote not in favor of the people and then say to our governor, fix this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How does he do that in the face of this federal budget?
Well, we aren't holding our leaders who have this kind of behavior accountable. Like, what do you know about Derek Van Orden? He's an angry man.
Yes.
He is very aligned with Donald Trump and the things that the Trump administration are doing. But he's not out in the public. He's not talking to people. He's not hearing what people have to say. So we've got to remind people, hey, he's not here for you. He might be what you think looks like a leader, because he's a white guy in Wisconsin and we only elect white guys in Wisconsin. But I think we're starting to come to the realization that it's not getting done. Whether it's him or Tom Tiffany or Tony Weed or Scott Fitzgerald, they are there to make money, to be part of the power crowd. They aren't there to serve the people. And that's been incredibly evident over the past few years.
Yeah.
Derek Van Orden's probably got a little angrier after that State of the Union snub, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That was so brutal.
I mean, the only person who texts a little bit, I mean, he texts just a little bit less than the President of the United States. That man is an angry individual who clearly just wants the power and wants to just...
He just wants a handshake, Greg.
Honestly, I don't like. There's parts of me. I know this sounds weird to say out loud, but it's as a guy. There's a part of me that actually feels sorry for him.
Well, you should, because he's got issues.
Yeah, exactly.
And, and here's something that we don't know. Hey, and I'm going to say something controversial. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It is my understanding that Derek Van Orden has a full disability based on his military service, but we don't know what that is. He hasn't released that information.
Yeah.
So if it has something to do with his psychological behavior, mental wellness, I mean, we're seeing behaviors that are concerning.
Yeah.
So I think Wisconsinites deserve to know what's the deal, because I don't know that he is serving the average Wisconsinite. I think he's serving himself, and I don't know that he is a well person.
Speaking of serving, there was a great clip in the documentary too about you debating when you were running for the 8th congressional district, and that was fun to see too. You held your own and did so well. But
thanks. Thanks.
What do we do? We got to pivot here. Let's talk about something fun. This is ridiculous. Tucker and I both had fevers last week.
Oh, you had a fever? Was it for some more cowbell?
Oh my God.
That one was on you, Pete. You invited that right there.
She texted me earlier. She said, please set me up. I really do a great walk-in. I want to do a great Christopher walk-in, and I want to talk about this. Have you ever cracked a joke while you're delivering a baby?
All the time.
Remember the Fonzie guy on Friends? He would always sing that. He had to hear the Happy Days theme when he was delivering babies. Do you have a quirk like that?
No.
Okay.
I fit into my patients' quirks. This is their experience, not mine. Yeah. It's like stand-up. You got to go with what they're giving you, right?
I guess.
Or no one talks at all and you just do your set.
Sometimes music plays in my head. Like often people will have like playlists that they set up, which is amazing. Oh, I had one dad who had like an incredible playlist. And when the baby was coming out, like the head was coming out, and I said, the head is coming out. And he was like fumbling with his phone. And all of a sudden we heard, Savenya, na 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 na. Totally set up. It was awesome.
If we're talking about like, oh my gosh, Apple TV Plus show Margo's Got Money Troubles. I don't know if you've seen that yet, Dr. Lyerly. I don't know a lot about the childbirth world. I only know what I really know is from what you've told me and giving me suggestions to listen to and read. But that is a very, very, what I feel is very accurate description of from the meeting of the person to the having the baby. It's a very interesting show. I really, really, I think you'll really, really like it a lot.
Okay. Margo's got money troubles.
Mm-hmm. And I think if Dom were the one spinning tunes while you were delivering a baby, he would actually say, wait, not yet. The good part of the song is coming up because that's what he does to us here.
I like wiggle, the finger
wiggle,
point.
Wiggle, 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 boom.
And if there's twins, he goes, another one. So.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly, great work in the documentary. Thank you for spending some time with us and talking about it because you did a great job. It's a great film. I recommend it. Perilous Passage on HBO. Definitely check it out. And you can see our pal, Kristen Lyerly, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, talking throughout it and instilling her knowledge on the world. Outstanding job.
Thank you, my friend. Follow me, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, on all the platforms.
And check out her show.
And check out her show and her podcast, all kinds of stuff. All right, we're coming right back. This is Nightlight with Pete and Greg.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.